Don't steal that. That's ours. We own it. Also, anything you say on here, so if like that freestyle ends up being sick, we own it. Nah, just kidding.
Nah, just kidding. I'm just here, bro.
Any future royalties?
This is the Clear Frames Podcast, the Sidetrack Series.
First of all, dude, well, thank you.
We own your likeness now.
I'm sorry that I hit you with all those challenges at once.
Oh, it's all good, bro. I thought you were going to say sorry for hitting me. I'm like thinking about like 10 years ago. Did you?
No, that never happened. I wouldn't do that.
I don't know. I remember the first time I met you, I was so impressed because I was fucking broke and you took me to eat Panda Express and I was like, this is a good guy right here.
Did I really? Oh, man.
That's not, dude. I wouldn't even eat Panda Express. Like, he would always want to eat it and I'd be like, nah. And he would get it anyways. And like, so I ate it vicariously through him. So like, I never wanted it because he always wanted it.
Yeah, he was like, you want to go eat? And I was like, yeah, sure. And I didn't have money, so I wasn't going to eat. And he was like, you're not going to get nothing? And I was like, well, I mean, I'm fucking broke. You see my car, bro. I got a hole in the fucking back seat, dog. You can
Is that the Blazer?
Nah, bro. I had that little red car when I first met you.
It had shit.
I don't remember the red car. I remember the one he's talking about, the Blazer.
Yeah, the Blazer. Man, the Blazer. I missed that car, bro. Damn. I fucked up in that car.
The G-Wagon?
Yeah, bro.
Blazer music, man. Blazer music.
Oh, yeah, so, that's what it was called. Oh,
that was the first mixtape, huh?
Yeah.
I think that was the first project I ever actually put together, like, that sounded okay.
It was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Black Sheep was dope. I still listen to Black Sheep every now and then. I actually have a copy of that, dude.
I got, like, 50.
Everyone has one, dude. Everyone but me. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Here, take this one. I'll give you a whole stack. I'll give you all of them.
Hey, there. Once you start doing shows again, that's what...
Do you do
shows?
Bro, I want to start doing shows again. It's been a minute. I think the last show I did was April of last year. I want to say at... what was it? That fucking Firewater
Cantina.
Dude, oh, okay.
Everybody's throwing shows there. I'm like, good yeah. God. Like,
that's like the, isn't that the, what's that festival that goes on there?
The Pursuit of Happiness.
Thought Fest.
You need to
get on that.
I want to, man. I'm hoping that when I put this project out, like, it'll generate a little buzz, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because before, like, I kind of just got stuck in just being a dad and being a husband.
Congrats, you know, by the way.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, congratulations, bro.
Yeah, man. It's been crazy. But I kind of just, I finally at a point where I can have some time for myself, you know? And, like, my kids are getting older, so they don't need me. Not that they don't need me there, but, like, they can kind of, like, do things when
he's 5 days old.
You don't need you anymore? Dad.
Hey, you know what? My dad has the same thought process. He's like, he's five days old? He don't need me.
You guys need some milk? No? Well, I'm going to go get some anyway.
Hey, man.
That fool went to go buy a pack of cigarettes. He didn't even smoke.
Damn. Man. I feel all fucked up now, but like, what I mean is like they can help their mom with the baby.
Of course,
and
yeah.
Like shit like that. So I could
your older kids
shit.
Are older.
Yeah, my older kids are getting older, so I could go and do stuff for myself.
Right, right.
Like Isaac really kind of just pulled me out of nothing, bro. Like I was doing shit, bro. I was just fucking partying and acting stupid and writing music, but not ever having beats that were mine, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where I could actually, like, put some shit out. And he hit me up one day. He's like, dude, stop being a fucking bitch and let's go fucking make some music. And we put out Heavyset Volume 1, changed my name and all that. I got away from everything
else. By the way, I had no idea that you had, like, restarted or, like, had a reset.
Rebranded?
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't know that you were, one, I didn't know you were Heavyset. I didn't know that you had a Volume 1 out.
Oh, shit.
And then when you hit me up that you were releasing new music and then, you know, we're going to link up and stuff, that's when I looked it up. I was like, oh, Volume 1, that shit is dope.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Hopefully it's not disrespectful, but I get, like, I kind of get, like, Jedi Mind vibes, like, Immortal Technique type of flow.
Well, that's not disrespectful, bro. Like, that's a huge compliment.
But it's dope, man, because, I mean, we used to record in my fucking bedroom. Yeah, yeah. You can hear fucking dogs barking, doors closing.
Fucking Charlie doing gun sounds. Yeah. And shit.
your mom calling you, Nestor.
I mean, damn, how long ago was that? That's like...
That was Blazer Music, so that was like early 2012 or maybe late 2012, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it
was over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I had been like 23, ago. 22.
Yeah, I think I was...
That was a decade ago.
I was 18 or 19, like, legit, just in my bedroom crazy. Making music with you.
Yeah.
Which was fucking fun. Like,
I still have some of the beats from back in the days in my Google Drive somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have a couple from you and then a couple from, what the fuck was his name? Pigeon Doe?
Yeah. Pigeon Doe. Oh, dude, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't touch his beats.
That dude was sick.
Yeah.
He was, like, lo-fi before lo-fi was a thing.
Exactly, you know what I mean? Yep.
He was real dope.
You have one of my beats on that, on Black Sheep.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I gave you the worst one, I think, but it's on there.
You bought beats off of Chucky.
Not on purpose.
Yeah.
I bought beats off of Chucky. I don't think we used them, though.
We did.
Okay.
Well, we did?
We did. We used one. I want to say, which one is it? Yeah, right here. Produced by Chucky.
Oh, no shit.
It was that one with Wake Up featuring Blonde Q or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. I've never talked to that guy, Blonde Q, after he gave me that track. I was like, bro. I think I still have him on Facebook, but like, I'll hit him up and it's just crickets. You know?
Yeah,
same
yeah.
Same thing with Chucky. I want to work with that fool still, but I don't know if he's...
He didn't do beats.
You know, I think he's more focused on like guitar and his band right now at the moment. Yeah,
his band kind of like got big for a while, didn't it?
They did, yeah. And then I think they started collabing with Foo's Gone Wild.
Oh,
and that
kind of
like that kind of
really
gave
dope.
Him a bigger
they did,
audience.
Did like
yeah.
some collab with like Mr. Cartoon too or something like that? No,
so, I don't know yeah. about that.
Fool's Gone Wild is that shit's fucking.
Hey, we got to find a way to get you on there.
Well, it's because
their vocalist was like hitting the Nas balloons while he's on stage or some shit. Like
well, we don't got Nas in here, but we got something you could hit.
What is that?
Smelling salts. Have you ever done this?
No, but I've actually always wanted to, so I'm kind
of... All right, so we're going to do a series of challenges today.
You look kind of like a little too enthusiastic.
No, because
he's like, you never done it.
It's not you, it's because he's going to do it with you.
The way you sold that, though, you're like, we don't have knives.
I swear, it wasn't planned.
But we got the next best thing. Like,
it's because AI wrote this whole script for me, and we're just reading off the script right now. So we're all going to do challenges with you, and it just happens that Big Cat is going to do this one with you.
So get the mirror, chalk right, up some lines.
That's
I mean,
and make him sign the medical disclosure before.
All you got to do here, we've all done it before. Okay. This is a fresh bottle, so it's going to be strong.
Well, I mean, shit, if I fucking start to die, you got it.
If you suffer from epilepsy, back problems.
No, he's fucking with you.
I'm just like, my back is fucked up.
Uncap it, untwist it, take a good whiff, and then don't throw it. Just please set it down. Because then the whole room is going to be... It's going to be a cloud of this shit. All right,
I got you.
All right, well, he can go first, and then he'll hand it to you.
I kind of want to go first because I don't want to see his reaction.
All right, you go first, you go first. Yeah,
so...
I forgot about the smelly salts, bro.
They were giving me shit because supposedly I didn't hit it right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you'll feel it in your eyeballs, dude. Anyway, since we have you on the mic right now.
Holy fuck, I feel like I just did a hot reel, bro.
So. Go up, you're up, you're up.
You're up, no, go.
Back to back.
Oh, shit. It's like only this eye. That shit made
so
me cry.
Blazer Music, I don't know if you remember this. I couldn't tell you the music video, but Lewis and I were actually in your first music video.
I pulled it up several times.
You remember that?
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
Pomona? Was, train tracks?
Oh, no. That was Derailed. Oh,
was that a second? God, your second music video?
My eye feels like it's not
so
fucking...
Holy shit.
Like it won't stop.
You don't gotta cry, dude.
Hey, man. That shit was intense.
Hey, it's cool. Shit, it's cool. Hey, nostalgia always makes me cry, too.
I felt that shit in my brain.
Yeah.
My eyebrow's on fire right now.
Yeah, it'll go away, I promise you.
He explained it as, like, drowning on dry land.
I felt like I was drowning. When I did it, I, like, got a whiff, and have you ever done... Are you big on roller coasters?
Yeah, I actually am.
Not, you know, it's like the Tower of Terror, the Supreme Scream.
Oh, Supreme Scream, yeah.
You know when you're going down and you're breathing in and all the air is like fucking going up your nose and you can't breathe?
Yeah.
That's what it felt like for me.
Oh, no. Nah, for me, it felt like, I mean, ex-drug addict, you know? Like, I don't know if you guys have ever done it, but a hot rail, that's what it felt like. It felt like there was fire in
what
my
is
face.
It?
A hot rail.
What's a hot rail?
I'm not gonna go into too much.
Okay.
On what it is, if you know,
look it up. If you don't know, look it up.
If you don't know, look it up.
All right, Pablo, explain a hard question.
Hey, look up the Urban Dictionary description.
It was like instant too. Like it wasn't playing no fucking games, bro. That shit. Yeah. Oh, man.
And we'll say you took a good whiff. Like you went up close. Yeah. This guy was pussy about it. He was a little bit further out.
I should have watched him do it first, because then I would.
That's what we told you.
We asked you. Oh, man.
I was like, I didn't expect it to be so fucking strong. So I'm like, let me get up in this booty real quick, you know?
Well, backfired. That was good.
And to be fair, he's done it before, so you should have watched him do it. Yeah,
I should have. But you know.
But do you feel awake now? Like, do you feel like
alert?
Yeah, low key, like that shit is better than like caffeine for me right now.
Dude,
yeah,
that shit wakes you up. Works, it wakes you up.
But then I feel like I'm gonna be leaking for a while here. Like,
nah, you'll be good. You'll be
this is involuntary right now.
You'll
know?
Be good.
I wouldn't want to do that and like go to work and they're like, "What happened?" I'm like, "My wife beats me."
Hey, Loki, I was thinking about taking it to work, and then when I get woken up at like 2 or 3 in the morning, taking a whiff and then see what happened. Like if it's wide awake driving to the call, but then I want to show up at the call leaking either.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah, fuck that. That shit was wild.
But we were in your first or second music video.
It was the first one, yeah. It was Derailed.
What are the chances of us being
in the next one?
The next one.
Oh, bro.
Check it out. I got it just top of my head right now.
I'll dress up like a clown.
No. He's got to be John Wayne Gacy. We'll be your victims.
Okay.
Can we be your victims?
Yeah, hell yeah. See, I have a perfect spot for that shit, too. Like, I'm trying to talk my in-laws into letting me use their cabin. Because they have a cabin out in Arrowhead.
Okay.
With, like, this big wooded area behind it. So, like, if I just let the neighbors know, like, hey, I'm not really burying a body. I'm digging and shit, you know? But
he's gonna be like, this is for the smelly sauce.
Like filming a video, accidentally murder you on accident.
I'll take a whiff and then you'll have tears while you're killing me or something, you know?
Oh, shit. So, nah, I don't want to do all that. I don't feel guilty. No. Nah, that shit would be crazy. But that shit, I'd be down, man. I'm super down. You guys have literally been probably the most supportive people with my music. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Do you remember the people that we filmed the video with?
Oh, fucking them? Yeah.
I mean, you didn't have to mention them by name, but
I mean,
we'll bleep the name.
Yeah. They were weirdos.
Yeah. They still are. You know?
That dude, I haven't seen him in.
Seen him since then.
That dude fucked up our music video.
I don't know, man.
He just filmed, for our music video, he just filmed a lot of shots of him without a shirt off.
I wore a shirt.
Oh, he wanted you to take your shirt off.
Yeah, he wanted all of us to take our shirts off and hang out in the front yard or some shit.
Take your shoes off, too. And your socks.
For free?
Have you guys ever seen that Simpsons episode where, I don't know if it's a Treehouse or Horror one, but there's like these little pixie fools running around and they're like green?
Yes.
Like,
yeah. I know.
He always looked like that to me, just with stretches. And the way he would like bounce around, I'm like, bro, chill.
Oh, man.
I kind of hung out with the other fool that I don't even remember his name, but I was more his friend than that fool.
Right,
friend,
right.
You know what I mean? Like,
I was gonna say it, but I don't want to have to bleep it.
That's okay.
I mean, yeah, whatever. They were both kind of at a certain point though.
Yeah, they were kind of like weird. They were kind of like crackheads without the crack.
Do you have do you have someone already like setting up your music video?
Nah, dude. So as far as that's gone, I've just kind of been busy putting everything together and doing my family thing. Just because, I mean, we just had a baby.
Sure.
So I've kind of put that on the back burner. I'm going to release the project and then probably drop a video sometime in the next month and a half.
Dope.
But I want to hit up David probably to do it, or Isaac, but it just depends on their schedule too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. David's got his own shit going on, and then Isaac's got a family as well. So it's just, if everything links up, hopefully it'll get out in a couple months, you know?
Dude, please. I want to be in it.
Yeah,
please,
dude, definitely.
Please.
I mean, that shit would be cool as fuck.
That'd be dope.
Like I said, I have the perfect spot. I've had the video in my head since I wrote it. I wrote the song like a year and a half ago when the person that the song's about really fucked up and pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote the fucking song and I was like, yo, I really want to like do a video where I'm either strangling someone to death or like burying someone in the woods.
And yeah.
My in-laws have a cabin. I'm like, I'll switch you houses. You can come stay at my house for 2 weeks. Let me film up there for a couple of days, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that. That shit would be cool. But it just depends.
Hands up on America's Most Wanted.
Dude, imagine. Hey,
what's that rapper that like wrote about he recorded a song like that, and now they're using it against him in court?
There's been a gang of them, bro.
Well, like, they're like confessing, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like talking about an actual murder in the body.
There's one right now, right? Yeah. What's his name? I don't know. But there is one right now that's he's actually on trial right now.
Isn't it that one dude, Young Thug or some shit like that?
Something.
He's one of them, but no. Like not for he's not for murder. He's for like gang conspiracy.
It's not Lil Boozy.
Here's his whatever. Racketeering and drug charges.
YMG. No.
YMW. Something.
I don't know.
They all got dumb fucking.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what the initials are for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
YMB or something like that, isn't it?
But the song goes like, yellow tape around his body.
It's YNW Melly.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy.
That's what I said.
So he confessed. He confessed to a murder he did, or
in the song. But he released the song before the crime happened.
What?
Yeah,
that shit would suck.
But it was funny because like the song is describing the whole scenario. You know, like he shot him, and it was one of his friends.
Wasn't it like a home invasion or something?
No, no, he shot him at home in his house. But
oh, crazy.
Well, hopefully but, the person that the song's about doesn't mysteriously die and I end up on some bullshit like that.
No, TK did the same thing. He did like a home invasion, and then like he was supposed to like appear in court, but like he like took off, like he was on the run, and he made like a, while he was on the run, he made a song about being
about on, being the, on run. The run. That's on the a dope song too.
The race, yeah,
the race.
Fuck up, beat. Well, I was trying to beat a case.
Didn't Canelo do that for like 12 years? He was on the run, put out like 15 albums or some shit, and they could Ooh? Never find him. Some Mexican rapper named Conejo.
Oh, I don't know, but that's cool.
He was on the run for like some crazy ass shit that went down, and he put out like 15 albums in a 12-year span, and he never got caught. And then it ended up being like this fool fucking was gone on the run so long that the case got dropped, or some shit happened where somebody went missing. Some shit happened.
What is that? What is it called when like the too many years pass by, they can't get tried for it?
See, what yeah, they should have done was like nominate him for like a fucking Mexican Grammy or something, have him show it to the fucking award show, and that's where you get him, dude.
Hired him. Put him in hired movie. Him for a quinceañera.
They put him in a movie.
They put him in that movie, The Tax Collector, with Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, no yeah. shit. Okay, okay.
He was like the main.
I heard that movie sucked.
No, it I loved it. It was bro. Dope, bro. Bro, I loved it. I fucking love that movie.
That shit was so trash. They hyped up Shia's character, bro.
I just talked to him for the first time in 10 years. I For some reason, I trust his opinion more.
No, let me tell you something. In the history, like, there's bad movies that are good. For me, this is a bad movie that's good.
I can feel that.
Yeah,
it was so hyped up that I'm like, man.
See, I didn't
very,
see.
It was very hyped up.
Okay, I guess it was hyped because Shia LaBeouf was like, you know, getting like a full fucking chest piece blasted, and he's all,
got put on yeah, into harpies,
yeah. He's I'm gonna play
he's
the part.
A gangbanger now. Like, he ain't playing no more.
Well, he found God now, by the way.
Did he?
Yeah, because he did another movie about like know, religion.
This one just needs to stop making movies because like I feel like whatever movie he makes, he's like that's he's gonna make a movie about being Amish and he's gonna become Amish.
That fool doesn't know how to let the characters go.
No, he don't. Yeah,
that would suck.
The one I've never seen is Charlie Countryman, which I've heard is a really good
oh, that's
movie.
One of my favorites. Not gonna lie.
Is he like an airplane pilot or some shit?
No, so he's just this dude that's like going through it. He's confused about life, and he goes to this foreign country. And he just meets this chick. I think it's like Russia or something. He meets this chick. He turns out that he likes her, and like her boyfriend or husband is like a Russian mob boss or something. And then they just end up, you know, trying to kill each other, or he ends up trying to kill him, type of thing. But it's not like that much action. It's a lot of deep thought, and it's pretty cool.
See, that would have lost me in like the first 45 minutes.
Oh, really? You're not into that?
I have a super. I gotta see somebody like getting blown up.
Also, I'm a big like I'm you know, a big Shia LaBeouf fan.
Actually, so am I.
Dude, you gotta watch it.
I love Even Stevens, bro.
I loved him in Holes, dude.
Yo, Holes is a good movie. You Holes can't knock Holes.
Holes is yeah. great. Yeah, Holes is great. I'm All right, so to, you're the only dad here, right? What kind of like stuff or if any do you like not allow your kids to watch?
YouTube.
Okay.
Dog, I won't let them watch YouTube. Whatsoever, and I hate. There's this. I mean, let me rephrase this before I say I hate this little girl. there's this family who pretty.
Stay
much...
Stay tuned for Fat Matt's new song. All right, Heavy Sets new song.
Dang, he just called. We should be take a shot that. Anytime somebody calls you Fat Matt. Take a shot.
Yeah, there you go. But there's this family that basically exploits their daughter, and they just. Their whole life is based around playing with her in these videos, and they get millions of views. They're sponsored. Uh-huh. They make money off of their kid, right? And then my kids are like, well, why can't we do that? Why can't? I'm like, because I got to fucking work, you know? Like, I got to make the money to provide
yeah,
them,
yeah.
You know? They're not just sending me fucking toys from Mattel, you know?
Exactly.
But that, and then there's this other show. they piss me off when they want to watch kids play with toys that they fucking have.
Yes. Like, no, that shit ain't happening. Okay, okay. So I used to be the same way. Like my like an ex from like a few years back used to watch other kids play Fortnite.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you have it. Like, why aren't you just playing it? Or like Minecraft or whatever. But I
ex?
Yeah, this was a long time ago.
So like, oh, a long, okay. I was like, why is she watching kids play video games?
Her kid.
Oh, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Because I don't have any kids of my own.
He was a part-time stepdaddy.
Yeah.
I just thought she was watching kids play fucking Fortnite. No.
Yeah. That's
the kid
weird.
Was.
That's why we broke up. Nah. Yeah.
It's a little weird. No,
but I've got, now I watch like people streaming playing video games, so I kind of get it a little bit.
It's not the video games, bro. It's when they have a fucking skateboard and they're like, oh, I'm gonna watch this kid go and play with his skateboard. I'm like, just go fucking skateboard.
Just go skate.
You know what I mean? Like, or yeah, whatever. Like, yeah. With their Barbies. They had this show they watched. It was called Anna and Elsia. They had to change the name for copyright shit. But they were the most annoying fucking kids. I'm like, bro, you guys are clearly like 17. Stop playing with your fucking fuck is wrong with you?
Dude,
you
know? It's funny because like my mom watches my nephew a lot and she feels the same way. Like she talked like she's like he likes to watch the show and like the fucking dad is a fucking deadbeat. Not a deadbeat, but he's just lazy. Like instead of going out and working, he's over here just playing with the kids all day. Like,
bro, they make everybody look bad because it's not realistic for everyone.
No, it's a very situational, yeah. Very like,
and it puts in
one in a million.
Head.
Yeah.
Like, and like you said, they get these sponsorships from like Mattel or Nerf, yeah, or whatever. Yeah.
Like, what am I supposed to do if my kid starts developing a complex and is like, my dad doesn't love me enough to fucking play with me all day.
Right.
Or do this shit with me all day.
I can't do that. You know? I gotta feed you.
Exactly. Like, you gotta actually fucking live a life that you can provide with, you know? It's wild, bro. But kids are kids. I mean, my kids are, they're fucking crazy, bro. I got my littlest one. Well, not my littlest one. My middle child. She beats the fuck out of my other two kids, bro. I swear to God. I'll walk in the living room and I'll hear my twins. They're seven. They're almost seven. And my other one's three. And she'll have them on the floor with their hair wrapped around their hand and just banging their head on the floor.
Fuck.
Like, just beating the shit out of them, bro. I'm like, hit her back. Oh, she's the baby. I'm like, well,
she's been listening to your music too much.
I always feel bad, bro. It's like they're like, oh, we want to hear your music. I'm like, all right, and I'll put it on. I'm like, you can't hear this one. And then we go to the next one. I'm like, fuck, you can't hear that one either. Like, I don't think you can listen to this whole album. Like, you gotta wait, you know.
But to be fair, I feel the same way about this podcast. People always ask me, like, oh, like, you do a podcast? I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I gotta hear it. I'm like, nah, you don't.
Dude, that's how I work for a company that has like over 400 employees, and maybe like 5 or 10 of them know about the podcast and actually follow it. Because I'm like, I, you know what I mean? I don't want it out there with them.
Like, let me do some illegal shit with you before you watch this, you know?
It's not even illegal. It's just like,
no, you're right. Illegal shit with you.
Trust, bro. You know, it builds that trust. I used to always have people when I worked at Staples, like, oh, let me add you on fucking Facebook. I'm like, man, smoke a joint with me first. Yeah. Do some shit you're not supposed to do, you know?
Actually, going back to a little bit of what we were talking about earlier about like cussing and stuff like that, I almost don't really trust people that don't cuss.
I get frustrated when people try to call me out on my cussing, like in public. I'll be like at a Walmart or something.
People still do that shit? Like,
yeah, dude.
Nobody's ever called me out.
Watch somebody tried profanity. To tell me that shit in front of my kids. They were like, oh, you shouldn't cuss in front of your kids.
Oh, because you have your kids with you. Yeah. That makes sense.
It makes
sense. Makes sense that you're the one getting called out and not us.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just was like, well, you need to mind your fucking business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I would react the same way. Like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah. What am I supposed to say to you? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not doing anything personal to you, so what the fuck?
It'll be cool if your kids said that to that person. Mind your own fucking business. Can you get mad at that point? Will you get mad at that point?
Mind your business, old man.
I've never gotten mad at them when they've cussed.
Okay.
Every time they've cussed, they've known they weren't supposed to, and they've apologized after.
Oh, that's cute.
But I have had them like say some outlandish shit before, where I'm like, "What the fuck?" Like, one time we were driving to, I think I was taking them to dance, and I was trying to get over, and the guy wouldn't let me. I was like, "You fucking pussy!" And then when we got to dance, Emma, something happened where somebody like bumped into her. She's like, "Stop, you pussy!" I'm like, "Yo." Don't do that in public, you know? Call your sister that at home.
Like, I feel like I'm the type of person that if, you know, if I had a kid and they said that, I would just fucking
laugh.
Yeah. I mean, what are you supposed to do? There's a lot worse going on in the fucking world right now,
yeah,
than cussing, dude. I'm like, as long as they're not doing some shit that's going to get them in trouble, going to cause problems, or, I mean, I got three little girls and I don't want them to obviously get pregnant as teenagers. I don't give a fuck what they say. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to do what you do, you know? But I also don't lead with the best example because my mouth is horrible. And I don't even mean to. Like, we were at the hospital. My son's born. The first fucking thing I said.
Oh, shit.
No, bro. Oh, shit, that's a baby. It was worse. They pulled him out, and they were like, you want to see him? And I'm sitting next to Val, and I was like, look at the sack on this kid.
Hell yeah.
And he just looks at me. I'm like, yo, my bad. Like, fuck. Dog. I was like, it was a, you know, proud papa moment.
He's like, that's my son.
I felt like, you remember 40-year-old version?
He's yeah.
Like, look at my son's dick.
I already has it on the TV screen. Yeah.
It's his fucking leg and shit.
Damn.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. But being a dad is, it's a everyday challenge kind of too, you know? Like, there's never going to be a dull moment because they're always saying some shit that just, that registers to them but sounds fucking stupid to us, you know?
So right.
It keeps things interesting. I'm just like, what the fuck made you think of that? You
know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's wrong? Weird. It's crazy the way their mind works.
I almost feel like kids nowadays are smarter than like what we were.
Oh, they're way smarter.
Yeah,
bro.
They have too much information at their hands.
Yeah. They're just not eating crayons, you know? Like,
I don't know how to work my phone. My fucking kids do, though.
You
know? Oh, you're that dad? You're that old already, bro?
I'm so technological.
You're like my mom. She's like, come on.
If this was like, none of this shit would work if this was me inviting you here. You know what I mean? Like, at all, bro. I'm like looking at this shit like, damn, this is.
Damn, I could take pride in knowing how to work technology at 30 years old.
You should, man. You should. I mean, I should fully know how to fucking work technology. I know how to make dope. I mean, shit.
You know? Well, you got me beat there.
Everyone's different, you know?
I'll show you how to put your phone from silent to sound if you show me how to make dope.
I mean, you have a good job. I don't feel like you should go down.
You're
that
right. Road. You're right.
Fuck that. I'm not. You know how many people explode on a yearly basis, bro? It's crazy. I see, bro, my uncle, I'm not going to name him, but my uncle is like the funniest crackhead you'll ever meet. And this fool fucking used to cook dope in my grandma's roof, right?
Uh-huh.
She had an attic. And one time the cops came and they didn't have a warrant and they were looking for my fucking uncle, right? Well, him and my other uncle are like identical. So he was like, oh, I'm not him. I'm this one, right? So they're like, oh, when's this one going to get home? Oh, there he is right there. And the fucking cops beat the shit out of the other uncle. You
know? Oh, fuck.
That shit was so funny, bro. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? He's just a funny-ass crackhead.
Yeah.
I seen this man one time. What was he doing? He was building a doghouse, and he fucking, I don't know how he did it, but he nailed a nail through the top of his thumb. Looked at me. He only has one tooth on top and bottom. Pulled that motherfucker out with his teeth and was like, I'm a warrior. Like, you're on dope right
you're
now.
Tweaked the fuck out right now. I'm like,
you've been up for a week.
Yeah, like, come on, let's go to the ER.
Bro, and then he would steal shit that, like, how? Like, I don't understand. He would come home with washers and dryers on foot. I'm like, bro, like, how did you get here with that? You know, like,
oh, what? I seen that on fucking like Instagram or something. Like, some fool threw a refrigerator on his back and he's on a bike. Yeah, and he's on a bike.
I'm like, how the fuck you walk out of the department store with fucking washer on your back, though?
Well, that's why they say you don't fight crackheads or tweakers, right?
Oh, yeah, they're strong.
Yeah, they got that strength,
bro,
dude.
My pops. He's a retired crackhead as well. He one time got busted by the cops and pulled, you know those trees when they plant them and like they got to put the sticks on the side
yeah.
of them?
Yeah. So yeah.
He pulled the fucking tree out of the ground, bro, and was trying to swing it at the cops. I was like, yo, dude, go to sleep, man. You know, he'd been up for like a week fixing VCRs.
Yeah, those are the guys that you tase and they don't go down. They're just, it's yeah, like extra strength for them.
Yeah, those tasers.
Bring them
no
back
junk,
to life.
Speaking of tasers.
Oh, shit. Was that the segue right there?
That's the segue. Well, actually, it's up to you. So you have a new album coming out, right? Volume 2, Heavy yeah. Set Mike. And you released a song, which I think by the time this comes out, everything will be out, right?
Yeah, yeah. So the album drops on July 2nd.
July 2nd. Yeah. Okay, and you released a single. It's called JWG, John Wayne Gacy. And you're going to perform it for us. Now, do you want to perform that first, or do you want to do a freestyle?
I'll do the freestyle.
Want to do the freestyle? Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the kicker with the freestyle. There's always a lot of beef going on in the rap industry, right? The hip hop industry. And I want you to beef with us.
Okay.
I want you to go off on us. Just roast us, dude. Roast us. Appearance. I mean, you've known me for a long time. I know we haven't. You know, it's our first time catching up in years. But you've known me for a while. You can make shit up. I don't care. my feelings won't get hurt. His might. His definitely will, but it just adds to it. Okay. There's one kicker, though. What? We're going to put, so in the past, we've used these shot collars. We'll put it on our arms. And anytime one of us gets upset, maybe we'll give you a little shock.
Shit. All right, cool.
And I'll give you the chance to give me a little shock as well. All right? Cool. Do you want to try the collar first?
What do we do, like the shock roulette, where we pass the control amongst each other and just like randomly shock him as he's freestyling?
What if we accidentally hand him his and he shocks him?
Which, by the way, I hate this. I hate.
You
being
look
shocked.
Pretty fucking happy right now.
No, well, I'm happy to see you. I hate being shocked myself.
Big ass smile.
This hurts me
this
a lot more than it hurts you.
Hey, his is going to be on vibrate the whole time.
So normally we do level three. There's five levels.
Oh, damn.
Level three is decent.
Fuck it. Let's go level. No, I'm just playing.
You wanna test it? You want to?
Yeah, fuck it.
All right.
We also got the nipple clamps.
I might not go directly into the roast.
You might what?
I might not go directly into the roast freestyle, but I might like just get used to.
That's okay. Yeah, do your thing, man. Do your thing. Well, here's this.
You can still shock me during whatever.
I mean, do whatever. I mean,
wear it tight like a watch.
It's your arm.
Right here.
Yeah, and make sure those little
tie off real quick.
You fucking swallow a squeak toy or what the hell? Matt, I'm nervous too, dude. I'm nervous too. I promise you.
It's crazy because look at his forearm compared to you.
So don't do it yet. I'm going to just start freestyling.
Oh, so you just want us to randomly just hit you with it? All
right. I just want to see how it's going to feel during the freestyle.
Do you have the right remote?
But at least let me get like 3 or 4 bars off before you fucking just shock me into next year.
Okay, who wants mine? You want mine?
Yeah, no. Give him yours.
Yeah, battle.
You're going to give me the wrong fucking one and I'm going to be like,
this is 2 and 2.
This one gets stuck in a continuous loop.
Listen, all. Shit. Oh my God, I'm so scared. I already feel it. It's not even.
I know, my heart's like beating a little fat. Like
you got to do is hit this button.
Okay.
Just tap it. Don't hold it. Just a little tap.
Fucking tap in my arm.
Well, don't do it yet. If you do it right now, I'm going to do it to you.
Can I test it out?
No.
Why?
We can test it at 1.
You won't even feel it.
I felt 1. All right.
Oh, man. So I'm taking the lightning bolt? The lightning bolt?
The that's lightning him. Bolt.
Yeah. That's
so that one's for me, and then this one is for you. Okay. Pablo, play that freestyle one.
All right.
I think the beat's called Yao Su.
I changed the name on it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so it made it easier for him.
So I have one called Prison. I have one called Freestyle.
Just the freestyle one.
All right.
Prison?
Man, it's been a while since I freestyled, so.
Is that loud enough for you?
Yeah, turn it up a little bit. Yeah. Look, I'm stacking bodies, just looking like I play Jenga with them. Son and y'all since Genesis, sit them down and play Sega with them. MCs looking at me, I fathered everyone. Mouth like a pistol, walk around with a loaded gun. This ain't a sport to me, homie, y'all could get killed for fun. Face like a golf course, spit it and put a hole in one. Y'all better run when you see me, I'll be at every show. Standing in the front row, cock back and let it go. I'm about to flow like the river between my bitch legs. Sucking on my dick, I bust and then I give thanks. I've been the man with a mic, you better recognize. Before I turn your face into something you don't recognize. Mind state radical versus a getting weaponized. Think about your moves before you choose to step to eye. Street move. Oh my God. Yeah. Look, I'm off the top with it, bottle capping and rapping shit. I don't even know what's going on. I feel that fucking shock. God damn it, fucked up my brain. I can't think right now. Do it again. It felt kind of good to be honest.
All right. You felt it?
Yeah, I felt it. It just threw me off the first time. I don't really. I mean,
you can give me one. Give me one. Ah!
Yo, hey, play that prison one, bro. I'm gonna give you guys a little. This one's off my album. It hasn't been.
Okay.
Yet. All right, dude, that was great for not freestyling for I don't know how many years.
That shit was written in the beginning, bro. You heard the freestyle when it came at the end and I started fucking up. Yeah, that was the non-written shit, you know?
Right. I'm with you. Like, it hurts, but it kind of feels good in a way. Yeah. The initial shock is like, fuck.
It didn't feel good at all. It just, I'm trying to play the.
So, by the way, I had to go up to 4 on you because I was hitting you with 3 and you weren't reacting.
Yeah, you weren't reacting.
He hit you a couple times.
Yo, I was sitting here like, I'm like halfway done. I'm like, yo, what is he going to do this shit?
He hit you a couple times.
When he hit me, I fucking knew he hit me.
No, but that he went up.
Oh, when I hit you with 3 at least 2 or 3 times and you weren't reacting, I was like, is this thing on?
I'm going to try to give it no reaction during this song. Because I really like this song.
All right.
Here we go.
Let's try it. This is a no react one.
Pablo, turn the beat down just a little bit. Or turn his mic up.
We'll delete that.
Yeah, cool. But keep the part where you say, we'll delete that, so they don't know what the fuck's
going on. All right.
Look. Yo, I feel like I've been trapped inside a box for such a long time. This is me breaking out. I'ma show that I can shine. Justin Herbert in the pocket. Everything I drop is dimes. Knock me down, I'm getting up. You could never stop the grind. I was made to wreck these mics. Everything I say is real. You could never be like me. That ain't cocky, I'm for real. Boy, I'm just a different breed. Not for bread, I'm getting knowledge. Stacking up these dollars, trying to put my kids through college. So they ain't gotta be like me. You better go and learn something. Get yourself a degree instead of trying to burn something. Understand this right from wrong, and now and then you straddle lines, but he can get you anything. Daddy gave you strength of mind. The ones that you love that'll hurt you the most, it's the people that you trust that ain't really that close. It's everything in between that'll make you who you are. I ain't ashamed of who I am. I'ma proudly wear my scars. You can feel how you want, it don't bother me none. I got faith in my father, he's the one that'll judge. I'ma give him all my love until the day that I die, so even when I'm dead and gone, they gon' know I'm all right. That one got me.
Hey, that was, you did good on that reaction. Man.
That's the wrong beat, bro. That's the older one that he sent me. I was gonna do the whole song.
That's cool.
There's a piece right there.
That was dope.
Do me a favor. Go ahead and hit that button.
I keep forgetting to hit that. Is that what you were trying to tell me?
Yeah. I was trying to tell you to grab the remote because I felt bad because I kept hitting you.
Bro, you only hit me once.
Yeah, I know.
You hit me once, but it was a good one. I felt it and it like low-key, my whole arm kind of like got tingly.
You want to try a 5?
Yeah, fuck it.
Well, you can't do a 5 on me if I do a 5 on you.
I'm not tripping.
No, you can do a 5 on him.
No, don't do a 5 on him.
I give you permission.
Low-key, no. Right,
you can do a 5 shit on him. I don't give a shit.
Fucking. If you want, they can play hot potato with mine since you're focused on your new rap. Yeah. Don't go 5. I swear to God, I will fucking fight you.
Don't do 5. Do 6.
Don't do 4 either. Stay at 3.
Oh, man.
I will fight you. All right, Matt. So you want to set up. You want to set up John Wayne Gacy or JWG real quick, and then you want to perform it for us. No shocking, no twist, just straight performance.
Let's see if my fat ass could get through it. I'm out here, I got these heavy ass lungs, you know what I mean? Way down on me and shit.
Heavy set lungs?
Heavy set lungs, for sure. I should have named myself Heavy Set Balls, you know what I mean?
Your kid took that name, bro.
Shit, dude. You should see the sack on that. Oh, man. But yeah, let's do it. I'm good with it.
All right, right.
There's always that awkward silence right before the beat drops. Yeah, even like when you record at the studio, it's always weird. Yeah. Heavy Set Volume 2 drops 7/2/23. I forgot the release date for a second. Look. The streets is talking, let them know that I'm back. I welcome all smoke, never holding a gap. I got a bat in my backpack, I'll beat you to death. Then drop your dumb ass off on the street that you rep. I give a fuck about your set, bitch, I'm here for the throne. Carve my initials in your chest, cut it down to the bone. Not the one you wanna fuck with, letting it know. 100 bodies buried under my home. Ask about me, motherfucker, yeah, the area know. I'm a legend in this county, fucking area code. I get it cracking on the mic, everywhere that I go. You better respect my name, for I come for your soul. Ice is trying to calm me down, but I'm out of control. You out here running your fucking mouth, so you paying the toll. I give a fuck about your family, man, I hope they all cry. Better run inside and hide whenever I drive by. You could die if you come at me the wrong way. Won't give a fuck if you catch me on the wrong day. I'm stacking bodies like my name was John Wayne. Gacy, motherfucker, you gon' have a long day. Hey, you could die if you come at me the wrong way. Won't give a fuck if you catch me on the wrong day. I'm stacking bodies like my name was John Wayne. Yeah, look, it's the
felt death in the air. See your mama on the porch and give her the Bundy stare. Wrap my belt around her neck, laugh when she gasps for air. She begging me for life, acting like I should care. I give a fuck about her feelings, man, her son fucked up. So I'm dismembering limbs till the sun comes up. I hope you catch me in the act and you do run up. This is beef, little bitch, I will not let up. You've been talking so long that I got fed up. You should have let your nuts hang and just went head up and said you telling everybody what you not gonna do. You a beast, motherfucker, well I'm you times two. I've been about it, matter of fact, better ask your crew, cause I bet them bitches know that I am that dude. You better watch your fucking mouth before this shit comes true. And I hop about the grave and I come for you. You could die if you come at me the wrong way. Won't give a fuck if you catch me on the wrong day. I'm stacking bodies like my name was John Wayne. Gacy, motherfucker, you gon' have a long day, hey. Ran out of breath, bro. I'm over here like...
That's hard, man.
I gotta start doing yoga and shit. I'm like, I don't know if you caught it, but like halfway through, I'm like sweating.
Nah, dude. Honestly, what I was gonna say was like, you have such a voice for it. It almost sounds like it's recorded.
Oh, for real?
It hey. Sounds like the recording on Spotify, by the way, and iTunes, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All look up Heavyset Mike. Yeah, Heavyset Mike. JWG.
Yeah.
Volume 2 coming out July 4th? July 2nd. July 2nd.
So. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if people have accused us of just, like, playing the song on Spotify.
It's weird because... copyrighted. Do you guys know Zach and Diana from Good Vibes Tattoo?
Yes, yeah.
They always tell me, bro, like, I'll be talking to them on the phone. They're like, quit rapping. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, it just sounds like I'm always... rapping, I sound the same. I
guess. Just when you're talking,
depending on who, like, who put it up on Spotify for you, we might get flagged for it.
Well, nah. It's yours, right?
Yeah, it's ours.
Oh, okay.
It's mine. Well, it's mine and Isaac's, but yeah, he's not. He was supposed to come with me today, but so basically, Isaac runs Solitaire, and I'm a part of Solitaire. So mm-hmm. Solitaire is not. It's more like a collective of artists that just put music out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And Isaac, for the most part, produces for all of us, you know? So we record with Isaac, he produces all the music, and we just collaborate on shit.
Is that a whole album produced by him?
The last two have
all okay, been, sick. Yeah.
So I haven't worked with anybody else in a while, outside mm-hmm. of, like, doing a couple features for David. Oh, my gosh, bro. I got this track. Well, I got this track. Look at me. Hey, take that part out, because this fool's going to get mad.
Nah, we're leaving it in.
Yeah, leave it in, though.
I'm going to echo it. I'm going to zoom in on your face when you say that, too.
Let me make it clear.
I got
it's
a track.
It's not my fucking song. Nah, but this fool has an album coming out called Down to Earth, and it's, I fucking think he said it's like 32 tracks or something like that. I'm not going to go into too much of it, because that's his shit, but... He has a song called Ain't It featuring me and Doc Lesnar. And, bro, that shit is probably the best verse I've ever written.
Can I just say
life.
That's a great fucking name?
Doc Lesnar?
Doc Lesnar.
Right? Bro, his wait, shit is crazy.
Why does it sound so familiar? I've heard that before.
Brock Lesnar?
You've probably seen him.
Oh, Brock Lesnar.
Like, you've probably seen him in a show or something.
No, you're right. Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, he's a big wrestling
that's
fan.
That's why
too,
we keep him around. Because Captain Obvious.
I think we all got it except you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was cool. The same name, just with a D instead of a B.
Yeah.
Bro.
No, but by the way, that's fucking dope.
Doc Lesnar just sounds so much better.
It sounds dope.
So I've pretty much just worked with him on a few projects. Like, we actually got this. We're both Chargers fans. We're going to the opening
day.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I know, right? Dude, it sucks. It does. That's why I quit drinking, dude. I'm like, if I keep fucking watching these games, I'm going to drink myself to death, you know? But
I'm just
going to
keep fighting.
Well, that explains that how you name dropped their quarterback earlier.
Yeah. Makes sense now, right? But we have a song coming out on actually opening day of the season called Bolt Gang.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to lie.
Call my team sucks.
Yeah, you know. Who you a Raider fan?
No, I'm not. I'm Cowboys. A Rams.
I can't really talk shit because, I mean, we share a stadium and you won a Super Bowl, so.
I always forget Chargers are LA now.
Yeah, it sucks.
Hey, we're playing each other preseason if you guys are trying to go.
I'm down.
Tickets are pretty cheap.
I mean, they're only like $60.
Yeah. Yeah, but parking's like $80.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Dude, come on, man. There's secrets to the game, bro. There's secrets to the game. Don't buy your parking until the day of the game, about an hour before.
Shit, I did that last time. I still paid $90.
You're tripping, bro. You got to pay for, like, the stupid amount. Like,
somebody finessed you. They pocketed your $90.
It's like $40, bro. It's like $40.
I know there's fools that, like, live by the stadium that'll be, like, giving, like, $20, and they'll personally park your car.
Can you tailgate? Can you tailgate there?
Yeah, you can.
You can tailgate. You got to pay for it. That's expensive.
It's like maybe $500. Maybe we should. Oh, never mind. Maybe we shouldn't. Yeah, we'll tailgate on the way.
I mean, you can still drink in the parking lot, just don't get caught.
You can go. You don't have to.
Technically, you can tailgate. Drink anywhere. So just you don't can get go caught.
Walk around, yeah. meet people, and just drink with them. You know?
We should set that up. We should do that.
There's like little vendors fucking selling tall cans like on the street, like next to cops and shit.
Dude, I saw that Dodger Stadium. That shit was that shit tripped me out. I'm like, how the fuck is this fool not getting like arrested? This fool's selling a fucking White Claw off the side of Dodger Stadium.
You see it all over the place now.
Yeah. That shit's cool, man. I went to.
Hey,
I
shout out to the hustle, bro.
A few years ago,
so you went where?
There. I had season tickets there.
Oh, okay.
A few years ago, so we were there like every fucking weekend for a while. But yeah, we got that song coming out the day that the season starts, and we're gonna try to film the video there. See if we could get like a permit or something.
Let's do it.
At least I'm trying to talk him. I'm manifesting that right now.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
I'm trying to talk him into it. Yeah,
make it happen.
He's not really. He's like, man. He's not trying to do the video that day, but I am. Shit.
He's trying to focus on just the game.
Yeah, but I'm like, man, you fools are going to be drinking. I'm going to be focused on just, you know, winning, bro. I'm trying to win. Life, you know?
Is that you with ILS or with?
Yeah, with Ellis.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
We were, man, it was bittersweet. We were going to drop it last year because they were about to win their playoff game, and then we just didn't win, you know? So we were like.
It didn't feel right anymore.
I don't can't do that in, you know, in the face.
Opening day is a good time to do it.
Are you just a San Diego fan in general or just?
Yeah, so.
Because the Padres did well.
Bro. So my fandom of the Chargers is kind of crazy because my dad's a lunatic. So my dad in the 90s, he's a diehard Chargers fan. I'm talking he's got walls full of shit. He had a ring and shit. He convinced me that he played for the fucking Chargers. So I was a big Charger fan, dude. And, like, this fool told me one time,
my dad's
like,
a Charger.
You know what I mean? Like, my dad was like, oh, Junior Seau is going to be at your opening ceremony for baseball. So I was like, hey, I told all my homies, like, yo, Junior Seau is going to be here. And then he just didn't come because my dad don't fucking know him. You know what I mean? Like, bro.
You were at career day, like, my dad plays for the Chargers.
Yeah, I low-key did. I took his Chargers ring to school one time for show and tell, and that fool was pissed. He was like, you could have lost my team ring. And I'm like, 30 now, I'm like, bitch, you paid for that ring.
That's almost as fucked up as the fake Buffalo Bills watch you got.
Oh,
dude.
No, and Vikings. Oh, I think I have it in the car. I think Vikings. I brought it. No, I think I brought it.
We'll look it up.
No, I think it's in the car.
What is it?
So we haven't released that episode yet. No, but it's coming out.
This will come afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So my birthday just happened June 10th.
Oh,
thank you. But my dad gave me a watch for my birthday. But this fool is like so like he's not. He's like disassociated with like society or like just people in general, because he gave me a watch.
He rarely knows this fool.
Yeah, he doesn't know me at all.
Yeah, me and my pops were not. We used to be close, not.
And then you found out he wasn't a real Charger, and now it's like weird.
Bro.
So he gave me a Minnesota Vikings watch. It's the ugliest thing you've ever fucking seen, dude. It's like oversized. It's so fucking big, dude. Yeah, I'm pretty sure
like
I brought
it. Is it like the big ass horn or something? Like,
no, it's just, I'll bring it. I'm pretty sure I have it.
The dial just has the Vikings on it.
But you're a Rams fan?
Yeah.
So he just don't.
He doesn't know me. He doesn't know me at all. Yeah.
Okay. He was somewhere, swap meet or something. He's like, it's this guy's birthday. I got to buy him something. He probably just like, oh, this looks cool. Picked it up and was like, cool.
Bro.
Dude. So my nephew's birthday was in April, and he brought like five jerseys, like none of.
He brought five different teams. You mean?
Yes, exactly. Oh my God. Well, because my nephew's last name is Jones, he's half black, but yeah, not that has
what half. No.
I'm like, Jones don't really even sound like a black last name for you to have to say that.
Yeah. It doesn't make a difference. I love that kid, but he's great.
Okay, bro, we get it. You're not racist. Just tell us the story.
No, that kid got anger issues, bro, for real. Like, I got to check him sometimes. I'll be waking up at like 6 in the morning, and this was just yelling. I'm like, why the fuck are you yelling, bro? Like, nobody else in this house yells except for you. Like, why are you yelling?
He's like, because I'm 5, motherfucker.
Bro, I'll be dead ass asleep. I work nights, bro, so I'll be fucking sleeping. And my daughter, bro, she'll walk up with like her baby doll or some shit and just smack the fuck out of me, bro. Like, dead asleep. It's like those smelling salts, bro. Just work.
She gives you a reason to cry.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
We'll do them while.
Still gotta do them.
Yeah, we'll do them when you perform that last freestyle for us.
But
later.
Yeah, dude. Like, I don't know. My dad's just a weirdo. I realized a long time ago my dad's a weirdo.
Yeah, it took me a while. I mean, my dad's cool, but he could be, he's definitely done some things where I'm like, that's questionable, you know? He got me a bike 1 year. Bro, I'll never forget the shit. It was fucking hilarious. He got me a bike. Said bike ended up missing. I found the bike, beat the dude up that had the bike. Turned out my dad sold him the bike. Sold it too. So I'm like, damn, my bad. Like, you know, it was all bad, bro. And then one time, too, he had me fucking dying because I didn't realize it until an adult. I went to go, he had a wall, bro, full of Junior Seau autographs. I was down bad, bro. I was down super bad. And I went to take one to get some cash for it when Junior Seau had just died. And they were my dad signed them all.
Nah.
They were his autograph, dude. I was like, you're a fucking fool. Shit was horrible.
Damn.
Yeah,
I feel bad when like Lewis and our guests talk about their dads and stuff. My dad was great.
Oh, no. That's the thing.
Yeah, he has a dad.
Man, I don't know. I'll put it to you like this. He had like an invisibility cloak on because I didn't know that shit as a kid. I had a fucking awesome childhood.
Right.
Shit, you know what I mean? My dad was the dad. But see, at the same time, my dad's not the reason that I fucked up a lot, but I had the ability to fuck up a lot because I didn't have no rules.
He didn't check you.
He didn't check me whatsoever. So I was drinking, smoking, fucking literally doing dope in my house, and he would know and wouldn't care enough to say something.
You know? You said he's probably doing the same thing, right?
No, he did it when I was little.
Okay, then, not when you were doing it.
No, so okay. he had a heart attack right around, I was like 9.
Uh-huh.
And took him to the hospital, and he ended up going into a coma for like six, 7 weeks or something like that. Yeah, so he stopped then.
Mm-hmm.
But once he saw me get into it, saw who I was hanging out with, knew I was doing it, like he never really, hey, don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is, though. Like, as an adult.
He probably just felt like, you know what, like, who am I to tell him?
Yeah. I mean, as an adult, bro, like, I see it for what it is. But as a kid, it was awesome. Like, I had a great childhood with him. And he always did things. He might have done it shady. You know what I mean? He might have got money in a fucked up way. I won't go into that. But
he did it.
But he did, you know, and he took me to do shit.
Yeah.
It just, when you get older and you realize how, it's like, bro, I would have rather just not done that shit, you know? But it is what it is. I hope you don't get mad when he hears this. He cracks me up, dude, because, like, on my last album, I have a whole song where I'm, like, just talking mad shit about this fool. And he hits me up. He's like, yo, I love that song about me. I'm like, yeah, dude, cool. Like, I'm glad you liked it, you know?
I love that song.
Hey, what's your dad's name?
Where you're dissing me.
My dad's name?
Yeah.
Is Mike, yeah.
Hey, shout out Mike, dude.
Oh, right? That's where I get the heavy set Mike from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my middle name's Mike, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Better
I like that. That's cool.
Yeah. That's better than my fucking dad's middle name.
Yeah. Shit. My Weechel? Dad got a funny ass middle Ivan. Name. You said what? Ivan?
Ivan. That's my
Ivan's
dad's
not
name.
That
Ivan's
bad.
Cool.
That shit I hate sounds that Russian, shit. That's bro. My middle name.
That shit sounds powerful, though.
That was Enzo's like middle name, too.
A nuclear what? Weapon hidden somewhere in your house.
Ivan's dope.
Ivan's not bad.
Yeah.
You sound like you own like a some type of nightclub and shit, you know?
It does sound pretty Russian.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I don't. I wish.
Hey, you own a house in Guatemala, so relax.
Not anymore.
And a sick Vikings watch.
I think that fool lost it.
What do you mean that fool lost it?
It was one of those like random gifts that he got.
This fool took me to El Curacao, and he made me fucking like.
Who is this fool?
My dad.
His dad.
Oh, your dad bought you a house in Guatemala?
No, he didn't buy me a house.
I'm so confused.
He put it under his name.
He put it under my name because he had like a bride over there with a kid. And like he was scared that she would like if he bought a house over there, she would take it because it would be under his name.
So he put it under my name. Did he fuck up and lose the house? Because that'll fuck your credit.
Not in Guatemala.
Not in Guatemala. Like, bro. They don't
I don't know how it is over there.
Nah.
They don't give a
plus,
shit.
Plus, this fool has zero plans to go out there, right?
Nah.
That's cool, man.
It's not exactly the safest place to go to anymore.
I know. Hey, man. My homie keeps trying to get me to go to Mexico. I'm like, dog, you know how.
Mexico's fun.
You can go to touristy places and be okay.
Yeah.
You know how many fucking drugs you could fit in my fat ass, bro? That's at least 25.
Hey, you know. Like I said earlier, you don't got to put the drugs in your fat ass, bro. That's completely voluntary.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh. Bro, one time, do you guys know what parachuting is?
Yes.
So for me, parachuting was like you crush a pill up, you put it in a piece of paper, and you swallow it. And it hits you faster. Well, we were talking one
time. Isn't it mostly known with like acid normally?
I did it a lot with the ecstasy. Okay. So I don't know. But I was talking to my girl's friend about it one time. And she's like, oh, I used to parachute too. I didn't know you got down like that. I'm like, wait, what did you do? She's like, oh, we crush it up and stick it up our ass. I was like, yeah, I didn't do the same thing that you're doing.
Oh, we called it something else.
Wait, you did that?
No, I never did. My homie did it. He called it something else. It was, I think it was like plugging or something like like plug a pill or something like that. See, but yeah, he would shove it up his ass because it would hit him harder and faster.
He told you about it?
Yeah.
That's some shit you do in the bathroom by yourself, man.
That's something you don't talk about.
Those are the dark days, bro.
Dude, he did go through some dark times, so.
I'm not trying to laugh. I mean, I've been there too.
You know what? It is kind of funny, like. Plugging a pill.
He's so. Like, yeah, I plugged myself.
Like, I'm just curious how that came up in conversation. Like, it just, like, was he excited about that? Like,
he was just, I don't know how it came up either, to be honest.
Hey, bro, can you do me a favor? Can you plug me?
Hey, bro, you got me on this one. Like, you want me to spit on it, or how does this work?
Oh, my God.
Showed up, man. Oh,
no, man. That shit, man. I'm glad, like, I got out of the pill scene before things got weird like that. Like, it was always so random to me because, like, I was like this little, like, not raver going to raves just to get drugs. And you see people, like, passing out, and you're just like, damn, that dude's going to die. Let me get one of those, bro. Like,
no, fuck, it's weird. Man.
Like, it's weird the way it was. I went to EDC 2010, and they were trying to go see that fucking mouse dude with the ears. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I just don't know his name.
You should know his name.
You know who it is.
Dead Mouse.
There we go.
So they were trying to see this fool, and they, like, knocked the gate down. Some chick was underneath it, and she's just screaming, and we're all standing there, and none of us did anything.
Getting crushed.
And I'm like,
did she die?
No, I don't think she died, but I know she was fucked up. And I was like, this just happens all the time? Like,
I think that's the year that they got banned from L.A. County.
Is it?
Was it in L.A.? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was in L.A.
Yeah, because what festival was it?
EDC.
Yeah, EDC like moved to like they're Vegas now.
Yeah.
But at one point they were San Bernardino. They were. I think they went up to
in L.A. They got kicked out of L.A.
They went to like Victorville at one point, right?
No. I think from L.A. they went to.
It was Wonderland.
I don't know. They got so many.
There's different ones here in San Bernardino at the Glen Helen and the. And the Orange Show?
Glen Helen, that's what.
Bro,
that's what
we used to get, like, fake $100 bills, and we would go to raves specifically just to get our money from those.
Just to wash?
So I would take my fake 100, buy 2 pills, and get 80 back, bro. And just walk away with 80 bucks, and this dude gave me 2 free pills, you know? And we used to do that shit a lot. And then, like, we would pay security guards for whatever they would take from people and shit. We were on some super drug addict shit, bro. I was like, yo, let me, like, you know, suck the tequila out of your toes real quick.
Crazy shit. Suck the tequila out of your toes.
Bro, when I quit smoking cigarettes, that's how I felt, bro. I'd see somebody smoking. I'm like, yo, let me borrow your fingertip real quick. Let me get that extra nicotine. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Damn, dude. It's
hard, bro.
All right. We have another last challenge for you. I don't have a segue for this one. I was trying to see how I can segue sucking tequila out of toes, but I couldn't figure it out. Was it spicy? Maybe it was spicy.
Was it spicy?
All right. So we're going to do a rapid fire. We got the bomb hot sauce. Lewis and Heavyset are going to eat the spicy chip, and then Lewis is going to ask you some questions and just first thing that comes to mind, answer it. But we'll let the spice kick in first.
I feel like the spice already kicked in.
All right. Smell it. Bottoms up.
Oh, holy shit.
You have to eat it.
Ooh. Oh, you're doing both chips? Oh, you're wild.
Oh. Oh, wow.
You feel it already?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. All right, go. All
right. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. what has been your favorite age so far?
My favorite what?
Age.
My favorite age, fuck. Probably 18. Oh.
Why?
I got to do a lot of drugs without caring.
What is your favorite go-to lazy dinner?
Go-to lazy dinner? Pizza. Oh, fuck, man.
What is your favorite thing to do in the summertime?
Lake Havasu.
Lake Havasu.
Damn, dog. This is not no joke.
How often do you floss?
I don't. I'm dirty. I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck.
Come on. Here, I'll pour you up.
What is one of your favorite nicknames?
Fat fuck. Val calls me that.
Ooh. What's in here? Ooh. Gin.
Yeah, no, more gin. Fat fuck. I don't know.
No more gin. What was your major in college?
My dumbass only got through 12th grade. Yeah, I didn't graduate, actually.
What is your stupidest? Fuck. What is the stupidest dare you've ever agreed to? This. at least my what item is it. Worth spending more money on?
What?
What item is worth spending more money on?
What item is worth more? Fuck. Damn. I'm not sure.
Pass.
Probably pass. Yeah.
What? What is your bed made? Is your bed made right now?
Right now, yes, it is.
Oh, son of a bitch. If you could afford any car, which would you
drive? My lips are so hot. Oh. I like chewed that chip way too long.
Is your bed made right now?
Yeah.
You already asked that.
If you could afford any car, which would you drive?
Just any type of truck. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, son of a bitch. have you ever written a song for someone?
Yes, my wife.
You could have said John Wayne Gacy.
Oh shit!
What is your hidden talent?
My hidden talent, I can pick shit up with my toes,
and then you suck them.
Can we see that?
No, because I have Flintstones.
He's got black toes.
How do you usually answer the telephone?
Ontario Sperm Bank. You whack it, we pack it.
Who's your favorite Disney character?
Oh fuck. You guys are going to fucking think I'm gay.
Oh, this sucks so bad.
Elsa. Oh my God. I like Elsa. I'm not going to even lie.
Let it go.
That bitch got some fucking... Hey, I'm sorry.
She got bars or what?
She do.
Finish the phrase. The way to my heart is...
Oh, fuck me.
Okay. You just fucking...
my heart to fuck me.
Well, yeah, there you go. God damn, bro. I'm so hot.
What are you... God, you're sweating.
I'm sweating. What are you most looking forward to?
Not being... this hot ever again.
Give him one more good one. One more good one.
What is one thing you wish you enjoyed more?
This fucking chip.
All right. Well, it's been real. Heavy Set Mike, Volume 2, out July 2nd. Check it out. Spotify, Apple. Save it. Pre-save it. I don't know. Can you pre-save it? I don't know. Just follow Heavy Set Mike. Yeah, follow Heavy Set Mike on Spotify or Apple.
It drops on my birthday, fuckers. That's all
oh,
I want.
Oh, well, happy birthday. Happy early birthday.
Oh, I wasn't referring to you as fuckers. Everyone else
is a fuckers. Yeah. Fuckers. Subscribe to Clear Frames.
And
let us know if you want to see Heavy Set back on here. Thank you so much for coming, dude. It was a lot of fun. Appreciate you so much.
I'm sweating so bad.
Sorry we put you through hell.
I wish there was like an off button. My upper lip. I feel like there's a...
Here's the off button right here. See y'all later. Peace.
There you go. I'm sweating so bad. So
wait, is this comics?
No. Fuck! Oh, fuck! Shit! Oh, shit. I'm crying.
Oh, my God.
I'm crying.
Why'd you pick this fucking beat, bro?
You want to hear the worst part? We paid $50 for this beat, so please
use it. Shut the fuck up.
We did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn. Run it back, bro. Start it over. Did you fucking really?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, we did.
You thought it would be funny.
Oh my God, okay.
I asked you, you said I'm down.
Do we need to hit this again?
There is so much pressure. Oh. Yeah, let me see that.
Oh, I'm crying. Dude, I've never cried this bad. Oh shit.
I'm done.
Look, Thomas Jefferson, feeling really high right now. I'm not even high, I just did the smelling salts. I'm whack off the fucking top. Why'd you pay $50 for this beat that you knew I wasn't gonna mop? Louis D2C, down to the core, couldn't be like me. I'm just kidding, I'm free so freely. God damn it, oh, my eye hurts. Dog, Jesus Christ. Can't think of anything to say that's nice. Big cat, but not a big pussy. I could be if you really tried to push me. I'm mushy. Hey, I'm an emotional guy. I don't know, man. I'm
crying right now.
I was saying I was a pussy, not you were a pussy.
I'm crying.
You kind of is a pussy.
Are you really?
Fuck no.
Sometimes I am.
Just roast St. Pete, St. Pablo real quick.
St. Pablo. Oh, my God. Roast St. Pablo.
Watch it now.
Yo, St. Pablo sitting on a phone book.
All right, that's good enough. Roast me now. Roast me.
Roast him for
I'm the one that put you through this hell. Remember that.
For fucking this is my idea. Everything but the beat of this song, dude.
Oh my god, roast. There's nothing roastable about you. You don't matter.
Oh damn. You look like a motherfucking Mad Hatter.
She's there's a reason you're the rapper.
She's in rice. She's in rice on the fucking platter.
Oh my god, bro.
Damn, bro, you spitting bars right now.
Hey, who used to write the music when you guys were in the band?
Both of us.
More him though, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
He's more artistic. or autistic. However you want to put it.
I feel like I'm autistic.
A little autistic, yeah, you're right.
I'm just kidding. Oh my god, bro.
July 2nd, Heavy Set Mike, Spotify, iTunes, Volume 2.
Jesus.
It's been real, Clear Frame Boys. We out of here. Peace.
Hey, don't even feel bad. I'm still sweating, bro. I'm still sweating.
There was so much pressure, bro.
This beat kind of slaps, not going to lie.
I told you. Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson.
As soon as you said we paid $50, use it. I was like, yo, blank. Fuck. My bad, God. What's your Zelle?
No, you're good.